Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Revival by Debbie Przybylski. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Matthew 24:44. We live in serious times. We need to cry out fervently to God, asking Him to revive His church worldwide. We need to be in intensive prayer, asking God to move in our cities and nations. Studying the characteristics of revival will help us prepare both personally and corporately for a great move of God and His church. Understanding the deep need to prepare our own hearts for revival and learning how to cooperate with God as He pours into the earth will keep us from hindering the move of God as it comes. The key phrase of the Welsh revival in 1904 was, "Bend the church and save the world." Spiritual preparation, conviction of sin, God consciousness. There was nothing, humanly speaking, to account for what happened. Quite suddenly, upon one and another, came an overwhelming sense of the reality and awfulness of His presence and of eternal things. Life, death, and eternity seemed suddenly laid bare. Winky Pratney. May God prepare each one of us personally to pay the price for revival, the price of fervent prayer and allowing Him to work deeply in our lives. Let us ask Him to make us conscious of His presence and learn to abide in Him moment by moment. Pray that He will convict us of even the smallest sin in our life. Press on in prayer and fasting for revival in the nations. A worldwide end times revival is going to be a glorious thing, but it will be costly. We lived on a book exhibition ship for years. In some countries, thousands of visitors came on board daily. Long hours of hard work consumed our full attention. Are we ready for the demands of revival? God must prepare us, His church, personally and corporately for the self-sacrifice that revival entails. May we not draw back, but prepare to lay hold of this glorious end-time outpouring of God with all our hearts as the radiant bride of Christ who was willing to sacrifice all so that people might be saved. Pray with me for revival. Lord, thank You for the work You have been doing and the work You continue to do in this world. Make us conscious of Your presence. Help us learn to abide in You moment by moment. Convict us of even the smallest sins and help us turn toward You in joyful obedience. Lord, revive the nations to Your gospel truth. Help us not draw back, but rather fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you His peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.